Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and we are live at ISE, and you're listening to one of my special edition Rants and Raves. And, of course, my daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and I have a special guest who has Twitter fame attached to his name, Chris Gamble, who's the owner and founder of Customized, a UK-based integrator. Chris, first of all, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Gary. I'm glad I bumped into you in the elevator earlier.
I know. By the way, the most complicated elevator on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've tried to use it.
I've been up and down a few times on it.
Yeah. I didn't even know. People listening to me think I'm weirding out, but I'm telling you, this is literally the most complicated elevator. But I have Chris here because many of you probably heard of him, maybe follow him kind of inadvertently or follow his posts on Twitter. He created the hashtag live install. So you have a great story behind how you created that and why you created it.
Yeah, the hashtag live install came about just for my own business use, but other integrators in the UK picked up on this hashtag, which was promoting work that they were also doing. So very quickly, 2, 3, 4, 5 installers started to use it, and the viral nature of social media saw it spread to over 100 within a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That then resulted in a lot of companies switching onto Twitter as an effective way for them to share their work, share their craftsmanship. But it's also then resulted in us building a bit of a network. We all communicate with each other offline now. We meet each other at events. So it's really grown into a very efficient way for people in the industry, especially in the UK, to network with each other.
Well, you may say especially in the UK, but it's become a worldwide hashtag.
Yeah, we've seen real growth in the US, and we saw an interesting Twitter map this week where it showed every state apart from Wyoming were following live install. So we had a follower in every state apart from WY.
I'm sure that Wyoming, the quote, every state except Wyoming has come up before in other contexts. So anyway, that's pretty amazing. And you've also, obviously, it's crossed the boundary of home AV and gone into commercial AV and gone into rental staging. I mean, I've seen stuff from all the areas of the market, not just what it originally started as.
Yeah, it is a very neutral hashtag. It's not specific to AV. It's not specific to home automation and residential or commercial. And I'm very thankful that I did pick a generic term rather than customized install, which would have been a bit of a full stop at the end there.
Yeah, if you haven't followed Live Install, you've probably seen it. You've probably seen him retweet with the hashtag. You should check it out. All you have to do is go to Twitter, search. You can use Twitter search or search on any of the apps that are compatible with Twitter and just search Live Install, the hashtag Live Install, and you'll find stuff. What's the you must have some stories. What are some of the most interesting things you've seen on Live Install?
We've seen some great installs, but I think the story that's always popular with me is we've actually seen businesses merge through their meeting through hashtag live install. Two separate businesses meeting each other via Twitter, taking that to an offline meeting, and within a short space of time, forming new businesses offering complete services to homeowners. And that still leaves me a little bit speechless that they've gone from the hashtag that we created to becoming new businesses and much, much stronger businesses for it.
And what about, you also mentioned offline before we started this, that you've also built a community out of it that not only includes the installers, but it's sort of gone outside of just that realm. And in fact, information is being distributed not only between installers, but between other companies that are trying to help each other out. You can also, if you're having a problem with a particular, manufacturer, maybe it's a programming issue or a switching issue, you pose it on Twitter with the hashtag live install, and you get flooded with answers and potential problems that other people are experiencing like yours.
Yeah, Twitter has the hashtag on Twitter has made it really efficient for suppliers to get product news out, product updates, events they're hosting. They know if they add that hashtag, it will filter through into all the businesses that they want to get that message out to. We also have our own private social network. We use Yammer, which is part of the Microsoft company. And we have our own private intranet where we can share technical information, business knowledge transfer, which is equally as important as the technical side. We all want to grow much larger businesses. And I've formed great friendships with installers. It's through Twitter. It's been a really powerful tool for me.
Well, congratulations on success, but more and even more importantly, thanks for doing something like that, because it's those types of things that make the industry unique, and you're offering something up to help people. So congratulations on the success. I thought it was kind of fun to bump into you in the elevator because we know each other, have never ever met ever before, and this was a good opportunity to get together, and I appreciate you joining me on my Daily Rants and Raves today. And if people want to get in touch with Chris, if you want to kind of follow him, he does have a Twitter account that's customized, and that's, for those of you outside the UK, that's spelled with an S. So we would automatically stick a Z in there in the U.S. So that's C-U-S-T-O-M-I-S-E-D. So you can follow him at Customize, and you should definitely go over there and follow him now, at Customize. And, of course, your web address for your company is customize.uk.com. And Chris is Chris at customize.uk.com. You might start getting some weird emails, but yeah, hopefully okay. We'll get you some followers on Twitter. And hey, anytime that you're wanting to join us on a podcast, or anytime you have some news, or anytime you want to share any valuable information you learn through live install, please don't hesitate to call us and let us know. And no. You know, hey, just tweet at us.
No, I would really like to speak more with your audience. And we'll bring a bit of a UK perspective to things.
We need that. We need that, actually. So thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for listening. And everyone, have a great day. And again, we have a lot more podcasts to do here. We are shooting videos. We are blogging. We're writing news stories, podcasting, of course. And all of it can be found on our microsite, our Rave Now microsite covering ISE at ravepubs.com/ISE 2016. Have a great day.